based on an email from a listener. We got to take care of this bit of business. I feel that I'm violating the principles of the Rocky Horror Picture Show by not getting up and doing the time warp. You're in studio with Dave and Pat and Charlie, Art Lewis, in your home studio. Are you doing the time warp at home, Art Lewis?
You're punishing me.
Oh.
Why?
Take my headphones off.
Well, so early this morning, I had a story which I thought was kind of amusing. In fact, it was right after the 6 o'clock news. You know, the blockbuster movie The Batman opened up over the weekend.
Yes.
And we had a story that in Texas, when the Batman movie was showing, somebody let loose a bat in the theater.
Oh, no.
Yeah. didn't hurt anybody. Nobody's hurt. You know, just management believes it was a prank. You know.
Right.
And Dave and I were just talking about that and said, yeah, you know, people do those kinds of things. Remember when people, you know, used to participate in movies, dress up and things like that?
Oh, right.
And then we wondered, does that still happen? Or is that still allowed? Remember, because of unfortunate... shootings and things that...
Probably not.
So Bill in Saginaw emailed me and referenced...
Yeah, Rocky Horror.
The Rocky Horror Picture Show, wondering, is it still being shown and do people still participate?
I'm certain they do. I am certain.
Which reminded me of the most frightening experience I ever had.
What's that?
When I think I was 16 years old and had no clue about what the Rocky Horror Picture Show was all about.
And you went.
And somebody took me to a midnight showing. And yeah. Oh my God, I thought I was going to die. Literally, I thought I was going to, like, why did you not warn me? He says, you didn't know? And, no, I didn't know. I was a sheltered, naive young man. I had no clue. I was like, leave it to Beaver. And Eddie Haskell took me to the movies.
So, now we know what happened, Pat. Yeah,
that's right. You didn't take any rice with you, is what
no
you're
rice,
saying.
No rice. I didn't have any toast.
No toast,
no
either?
Newspaper, no toilet paper. And when the time warp came on and people got out of their seats, I'm like, what the heck is going on? Is this time for me to leave?
No. Time for you to dance.
Yeah, well...
And did the place go nuts when Meatloaf came out, too? So that's what I remember. That was always the loudest.
And I was not prepared for some of the...
If you think you led a sheltered life, I've never seen it.
Oh. Note to self. Find it. We've got to take Art Lewis to the Rocky Horror Picture Show. We will come prepared. Although I was
it
not,
is an experience.
I was not prepared for some of the... the audience participation of, you know, shouting back at some of the lines in the movies,
well, too. Of course, yeah. And every time the two main characters come up, you say a phrase each time they come up. Yep.
Yeah, yeah. So
yeah, usually an usher would throw someone out when he
not for Rocky Horror.
Not for that one.
This was encouraged. This was encouraged, like I said. So now then I did go to it maybe a second or third time. I know I saw it again.
Oh, really?
Well, you know, after I knew it.
Second or third?
Yeah, well, again, I was kind of...
A rabble rouser?
I've had the experience once. I was in college and went to the movie theater, watched it, and I never experienced it.
Did you know about it?
But no, I only knew a little bit. But yeah, you have to experience. And I went with a couple friends who had, and they just said, get ready. And they would always tell me, all right, watch out for this, and this is about to happen. So yeah, it was fun. It was fun. Well. I wouldn't want to do it again, but it was something to do one time.
Well, Bill, we appreciate you referencing the Rocky Horror Picture Show is the ultimate movie participation.
Yes.
Again, maybe that is the only allowable anymore. I don't know. You know, remember Star Wars used to be big for its premieres. The people would come dressed up in full character
still do.
Star Wars.
They still do. Maybe how about Star Wars fans?
Yeah. How about going to a Comic-Con convention? You know, a Comic-Con convention.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah.
You know, they dress up like crazy for those.
Yeah. Anything. Star Trek. Star Wars. Yeah.
That's a good point. They're probably just very
Harry Potter
careful, having to, you know, go through the proper procedures. It used to be all in good fun. Now it's good fun, but you have to be checked.
Right.